welcome to Hey Julie here at JulieLand.com. All the most beautiful women in the world doing the most sexy, dirty things. What more could you ask for? How about a legend? One of the top names in the adult industry. A very good friend of mine. And we go back quite a way, Shayla Laveau.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Wow. So usually I say let's start with how you got in the business, but really, I mean, we have a history of, what, 12 years?
I think it's almost 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, long time, babe.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. Well, you know what?
Time flies, man.
I remember when you had sent your pictures in the first time mm-hmm. to our manager, Lucky, yep. and you coming out of the swimming pool with your hair wet, and he's like, well, what do you think? What do you think? I'm just like, oh, my God, she's so hot. Absolutely. Aww. You need to represent her, and that's kind of, we'd met you down at Tiffany's,
yes,
West Palm,
wasn't
it?
When I was living in South Florida.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you were a feature at the club.
Yep. And you came over, actually, and we'd stayed down there an extra week. And I was there with James, and we were visiting some friends who were running the club or managing it or something.
Right.
And you went over, or no, actually, it's when we were featuring, you went and asked James for if he wanted a lap dance. And that's kind of how the introductions kind of started, I think. And I was like, why didn't you get one? And he gets so embarrassed with lap dances.
Right.
So he's like, no, let's just sit and talk. Oh, you're from Colorado? Oh, my wife is from Colorado, too. So that's
right.
Kind of how everything started, I believe.
Yeah, the same kind of connection there, you know.
Absolutely.
So you you had been in it a little while at that point.
Yeah, I had been. I've been in it almost 15 years. I came in 93, but 94 I really kind of consider like my big year doing a lot of stuff. You
right.
know, I was kind of putting my toes in, you know, in 93, seeing if this is what I really wanted to do.
Wow.
So, yeah, so a long time, much longer than I was expecting. I think any of us expect to really be in this business sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, it's
exactly.
like, oh, I'm going to go check it out, see what it's like, you know.
Right, and then you
13,
blink.
14 years later, exactly, and then
wow.
you blink. It's true.
Well,
time
it's funny,
goes.
I mean, that we had, do you know Kaylin at all?
No.
She's been in it 8 years, and she was the kind same kind of thing, and I looked at her and was like, I thought it was 3 or 4, and she's like, Julie, I've known you for 5, and I'm like, what? How can
oh
that
God.
Be?
What happened?
It's just, yeah, it's just, wait a minute.
You get older and time goes faster.
So how was it? Do you remember the beginning?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? It's funny. I've been doing a lot of, just because I'm gearing up to redo my website and just, you know, I want to do it kind of an online bio of me and the business and what mm-hmm. the business was like and, you know, kind of take that angle. And I look back and my very first movie that I did was shown in a theater when there were still theaters. And it was, it was the last one that was shown in a theater. I mean,
wow.
all the theaters were shut down after that pretty much,
what
I believe.
Was it?
Curious
right.
by Legend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, oh my God, I go back to the theaters. That's just really bizarre. Because
yeah.
to me, that's like Nina Hartley. That's like
Ginger Lynn,
exactly. Seika. That's that generation, you
right.
know. So, yeah, but it's just, it's very bizarre. I'm so thankful. You know, you kind of go through your humps and bumps within the business. And, you know, I was kind of not feeling real good about stuff a few years ago. And I started really doing some soul searching and looking at it and just trying to find what I'm thankful for, you
right.
know, within the business and stuff. And I'm thankful for so much. I'm
right.
so thankful for when I came into the business. You know, at that time, you could still get some really good contracts. You could still create a name for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were still really big names out there. You know, I mean, now it's just so out of touch with the business, don't know. And even if I was in touch with the business, there's so many girls that you just don't know.
Right.
You know, who are around, you know, still the time when you could, you know, get on the internet and, you know, get your, register your names. And just,
right.
I think it was, I mean, and you too, you know, coming into kind of more the golden era of porn.
I'm really grateful for when I was in it, you know, because it really, you know, the mid to late 90s was such and it's such a cliche now, but a family.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, there was a group of girls, and if you look back at some of the car wash angels from VCA,
yeah.
you'll see that group of girls. You know, you, me, Felicia, Misty Rain.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that you can just keep naming this group of girls that had fun together.
Absolutely.
You know?
There was a bond.
Yeah. You know, and that was really neat, I think, that it just got weird.
Yeah, it definitely did. And so many people going so many different directions, so many companies shooting so much stuff. You know, now the agencies that are out there, it's just like, oh my goodness.
Right. There's the other thing that we had one agent and it was our guy. That's who, you know, there was one representation.
Exactly.
And he had so many girls and everybody else was on their own.
Yep, exactly. And now where it's just like, you know, a phone book of girls and a photo album of them, you know, where us, you know, is personally managing us more so than just, you know, pick a girl and she'll show up and she'll do three scenes today. You know, I mean, we were just so much more. I mean, I look at some of the girls now too, and I don't, you know, I mean, they don't know any different, but, you know, going from set to set within one day, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I did like my one movie a month and I had, you know, 2 weeks to prepare for that. I knew what I was doing.
Right.
I knew who I was doing.
Exactly.
You know, it wasn't just showing up and, you know, oh, by the way, you get this phone call and, oh, you have to go do this, you know, DP in 2 hours. You know, it was never like that. And I would not survive now. I mean, I don't know if it's crazy or if it's a good thing, but, you know, I don't know how the girls do what they're doing now, but then that's how they get shot up so quickly and so easily, you know, it's so in and out, you know, chew them up and spit them up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
what are you doing these days? What is the life of Shayla?
The life of Shayla. I've had several months off. I'm actually out here finishing a move to Colorado.
You had been in front. I want to get back to this, but you have been in front of the camera lately, right?
Yes, yes, I have. I shot a movie for Brooke Hunter a couple of weeks ago. I'm a character in the remaking of The Story of O with Nina Hartley and Ernest Green.
I'll be
shooting that tomorrow. And just a couple of other miscellaneous things, some Playboy things or Playgirl things.
Right.
So, you know, a few stuff like that. I'm a condom-only girl, so I'm...
Has that affected you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean... But things happen for a reason, and it's all good. You know, I'm sticking to my guns. I feel very comfortable with what I'm doing. You know, I'm definitely discriminated against because of the condom thing, because of the sales, and the business keeps going back and forth on those issues.
Which is all bullshit, because it's been going back and forth since... Again,
like a zillion years.
10 years, so.
Exactly, exactly.
It's
so,
all a lie.
You know, it's all a lie.
Sorry, that's my personal opinion.
So, you know, but it's all good. You know, it's time for me to, you know, it's been nice because good friends have been giving me good work and keeping me busy. And those are the people that I want to be working for anyways.
Right.
You know, it's just so much more comfortable and much more enjoyable that way.
Right.
So, you know, a few things here and there. I'll still come out to California a little bit, but I'm really focusing on doing kind of a final dance feature tour across the United States.
Wow.
Getting my website rebuilt.
I'm proud of you for that. I my body couldn't take the dancing.
I don't know if mine will be able to either. I just got back from the chiropractor today. I screwed up my neck in a web shoot last week.
Oh,
so I'm like,
God,
the hard floor, the poles,
the bending down. I mean, just the squats. That's what fucking killed me. Like, you have to squat down to pick up that dollar bill.
But you have further to go down than I do, too. You're taller than I am.
I just know by the third day I couldn't hardly walk. I'm like, this is dumb.
Well, you know what? The shows are less on the road.
Right.
And I'm really using it as a catapult to do the fan series. Playboy picked up 4 of the shows for the fan set.
Oh, great.
So I'm going on the road and really kind of utilizing that to find talent on the road to either bring girls there and shoot, you know, in the city that I'm at or to fly, you know, if I have one random guy that's good, I'll fly him to Los Angeles and shoot that. So I'm kind of using that as a stepping stone to evolve into, you know, content for the website, you know, kind of becoming a little bit more behind the scenes, although directing has never really fascinated me by any stretch. So, you know, I think kind of hosting that and then see what Colorado has in store for me.
Wow, you're going home.
Going home, yeah. And you know what? I've been struggling a lot in California of just trying to find my, like, happy place. And it's just...
This is a weird place.
It is. It's. Yeah. I've always said it's a great place to visit, but to live...
15 years later. That was a long visit, Shayla. Holy cow.
Well, the first 5 years I was going back and forth.
All right, so 10 years. nice place to visit.
I was trying really hard. Well, you know, in the relative time, it was five years, not really 10 years.
All right.
No, but I don't know. It's just, I got back to Colorado and it was just like, wow, yummy. You know, I'm a bigger fish in a smaller pond. I'm just so overwhelmed by California.
Right.
And the insanity. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
I hear you. So, you were in Colorado at the same time I was.
I know.
And you were at, what was it called? It's not the
Sex and So Much More Convention.
Sex and So Much More Convention, which blows my mind because Colorado is actually kind of conservative in a lot of ways.
It is.
You know.
There were a lot of problems with that show, actually.
Really? See, that's what I'm wondering because that just blew my mind. I mean, this is a family first state, you know, and I just can't imagine. So what happened? What kind of problems?
Well, you know, not. Well, basically, I went on and I did K-How, the talk show morning show, KHOW, and everybody was just like, oh my gosh, you know, how was he? Was he, you know, mean to you, this and that? I mean, totally accepting the call-ins. There were more guys who called in that had a problem with it. I can't believe the People's Convention Center is having something of this nature,
wow.
You know, blah, blah, blah. But there were actually women that called in and said, you know what, I think it's really neat. The only problem I have with it is the big signs that they have on the sides of the highways and stuff like that, because it says sex and so much more, you know,
right.
Their children can read it and stuff. But
so, you know, here's something I don't understand, and it's not a call-in show, so you can't answer me, but what the fuck is wrong with your child seeing the word sex?
Because that gives the parents, have to explain. And how does a parent explain that? They haven't gotten okay with that within themselves.
I guess that's what it causes. But I'm just like, oh my God, you're driving down this freeway and your child sees a billboard that says sex. And that's offensive. I find that so bizarro.
Yeah. Yes. But, I agree. But it puts the parents on the spot.
It does. Okay. It takes it out from under the rug.
Exactly. And it makes them responsible for having to explain this to their child
instead of leaving it up
to the children or to the teachers.
How dare you put our parents in a situation of that nature?
But wow. I mean, the convention itself, bigger and better than they expected. The first one I had in Minneapolis last year. Definitely not. Wasn't good at all.
No.
But as far as the demographics, age groups, everything, the research that they put into it, he was like, I talked to the guy who was running it before I left. I was flying out to LA that Sunday. And he was like, I'm booking it before I leave. We're booking it for next year, same time next year. They had so many people through the door. There was just such...
And what kind of booths were there? I can't imagine. Was there a lot of adult stars that showed up? Or?
Jenna did.
Wow.
At the last minute. Yeah, she decided to come in. So she came in. They had Summer Hayes, myself, Cherokee came out.
Okay.
So, I mean, they had a pretty good heavy, for a first convention, the amount of star power, and especially with the Jenna star power that they had come out was phenomenal. And I think that was definitely, key to their numbers.
Cool. What other kind of booths did they have, like toys?
Just toys, a lot of toys. They had a lot of like cool dancing, you know, choreographed dancing on stage, entertainment, male, female.
That was the So Much More part.
That was the So Much More part.
Gotcha.
The lotions, potions. I did a interview with the business section, a writer with the business section of the Denver Post.
I read that.
And he did
I
you?
I had coffee with my parents. It was a very weird experience. I had to talk to my parents about sex and so much more. Thanks a lot, Shayla.
How did that go, Joel?
It was actually really cool.
Was it really cool?
Yeah, it was good.
Nice.
I had to tell them, you know, the way things were. I was giving them the speech, you know.
Kind of opened up the door.
Yeah.
Well, you know, somebody's got to break those barriers, right?
Exactly,
right?
You know.
But we did an interview from the convention, and in his words, it was, you know, a big, gigantic explosion of an adult superstore. You know, he was just like, there's just toys and potions and people all over the place.
Right.
So it was fun.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun. It was nice to see something like that go to Denver. I've always thought something like that needed to happen there. So
yeah,
it's all good.
Very cool. So you were traveling quite a bit for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing this Australia thing.
Yes.
Now, how do the men compare in Australia as to here?
You know, there's a rougher edginess to them, on a, you know, kind of the Outback Boys and right. just, you know, Australia being a little bit more of a rugged place.
Right.
I, you know, of course your impression is different when you're first visiting somewhere and you're first seeing something. But I was doing some interviews, and as I did some interviews and people opened my eyes to certain things, I started seeing things a little differently. And guys there aren't really kind of your genuine, like, romantics, you know. They aren't, they don't have that soft, you know, more feminine side. Right. Basically, kind of one of their punchlines, or the female's punchlines out there, is that the guys come home from work, bonk their woman, you know, do their lady, and then go down to the pub and have a beer with the boys.
And that's the routine.
That's pretty the routine. You know, I mean,
which is so funny that that's the impression of them, whereas we've interviewed some guys, and their take is that American women are too easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you know, yet, they're not romancing anybody. So,
so how does that all work out?
Right.
No, I mean, I don't, you know, part of it, I think, culturally, I mean, it's kind of going back to the English side of things, you know, there's definitely more of a proper side in that sense, but it's also what I was exposed to. I was down there doing sex conventions. I was right. finding people to shoot. So, you know, that's what I was exposed to.
Right.
You know, so the other side of things, I'm sure there's, you know, much more the high strung, uptight,
kind of, yeah.
yeah, you know, or the gamey type things. I mean, I think it's all relatively the same. It's just they have a really cool accent, you know.
Yeah,
talk
they
dirty
really
to me,
man.
Absolutely.
The fan thing. What's it called again?
Fan sex.
That kind of intimidates me.
Yeah.
You know,
why?
Because I love the fans, and I have some really good friends, you know, that I met as them being fans. But there seems to be supposed to be like, you're the fan, I'm the star.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's just kind of the way it works.
Right.
And not barriers getting crossed.
What made me decide to cross that barrier, I mean, that was definitely a huge conscious decision to do, because mm-hmm. I've never really crossed that line as far as amateurs, gonzos, anything like that.
Right.
And for me, I was in control of what I was doing. Mm-hmm. It was giving me a product that I could market.
Right.
Frequently asked question on the road, how do I get into the business?
Right, absolutely.
A lot of hot people. John Yuma, the guy who directed Fan Fox and started that.
Right.
You know, it was just... It was kind of weird. I'm trying to be aware of signs in my life of kind of helping to direct me down a path.
Right.
And I was having a hard time getting work because I do the condom thing. I'd hit a point in the business that I've been in the business for such a long period of time. You know, it's like
yeah,
you get shot out,
yeah.
been there, done that. You know, the whole feature thing, love it. But, you know, you just get tired of being on the set for 12-hour days, you know, and the mm-hmm. whole dialogue thing and that whole rut. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, what could I utilize everything that I've done, use my name power, use my star power? John Yuma approached me about that situation. So I was like, wow, you know, all the kind of stars are lining up in this
right.
direction for me to kind of go this route with mm-hmm. things. To me, I'm still choosing who I work with, and
right.
that's always been a line for me of I've
right.
always been in control of who I work
no, like,
with and what I do.
No random contests.
No random contests. I take pictures when I'm there. We come in, we have a casting call when I'm dancing at a club. Mm-hmm. Come in, get an application, get your picture taken. I go home, I call, follow up, talk to some of these people, talk to them when I'm in the club. You can kind of see the ones that are really interested. And, you know, you just get a sense for people after being in this business
right.
and being on the road so much. So then kind of set aside the ones that okays, you know, then call them back, do the phone calls, you know, kind of get a rapport built up with them, and then go out and do it. But for me, it's, you know, I'm still choosing who I work with. It's kind of exciting. You know, these people are so excited. You kind of feed off of that
right.
excitement.
Right.
You know, and that
energy.
Are you
getting some hot guys and stuff?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We're getting some of your average guys, you know, just to keep it, you know,
right.
real. But of course, the hot guys. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Any that are... outstanding and other that are just like, okay, this isn't working. You've got to go home.
Yeah. Yeah. We had one of those in Columbus. We actually, unfortunately, had some camera problems and lost three scenes that we shot in Columbus. We had to scratch, something broke within the camera and scratched all the footage. But there was one guy, and from now on, too, it's like, you know, we want a big smile because he was missing some of his teeth. And yeah, so I've had a couple of, you know, sticky situations that way, but then it's like, okay, learn lessons, you know, big smile, right, and, you know, kind of look into it a little bit more. That's, to kick it off, I was much more hands-on than I'm going to be. I mean, A, it's just, you know, do you want your opportunity to shoot in an adult movie? I will bring girls to the locations, or I will fly people to LA. Right. So I'm going to be more kind of a second camera hostess, you know, jump in if I want to jump in, but not
always banging.
Exactly. Exactly. Cool. So, you know, bang when I want to bang.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Who's the hot guys right now that you've banged lately?
The hot guys that I've banged, you know what, in the business?
Yeah. Look at that face.
No hot new guys. No, the last guy I just thought shot with, which he's totally hot but not new, is Nick Manning.
Right.
I did a scene with him.
Oh, that's cool.
I am shooting with the hot new guy. What is his name? Jason Starr? I can't remember, but he's adorable. He's from Pennsylvania. I'm shooting with him tomorrow.
Yeah.
So never have met him, and usually that's, you know, kind of a no-no, but no friends who know him. And I was like, okay, what new guy do you guys want to hook me up with and who's really sweet and nice and yummy? So
that could be fun, though.
Absolutely.
You know, the unknown.
Yeah.
Have you ever met some that you wish it went further than just on set?
One, maybe two. Generally for me, I like the guys in this business, but they aren't my kind of guy for a relationship. You know, they're great to have sex with and have fun with. But, you know, if I took myself out of being a relationship, looking at dating any of the guys in the business or whatever, no. You know, it's just like, oh, they're good lay. But
are they? You think? Some, is it some good are. Sex? I can't remember. I've had really good sex since, so I can't really tell if they were good or not.
It diluted everything.
It really did.
It's been so fantastic.
Exactly. You know, it seems like I had fun, but...
You know what? I think it's fun on a different level. I think it's definitely something I look at when I first got into the business. It's a different kind of fun for me now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's... I was just young and in awe and oh wow, and the cameras and the lights and the action and the excitement of it all was that was stimulating and fascinating, and I think you hit different levels of this business of what you find interesting.
Do you get off?
Yeah, usually I try to. Absolutely. Still? Absolutely. Cool. Definitely. And that's why I like to shoot with people who I know too, you know. I know what's going on. I'm getting more mature and more comfortable in my ways instead of so much of a risk taker or crazy woman, you know. I mean, I'm just like, okay, I want something nice and calm and set up and peaceful and easy, and I know what I'm walking into.
Oh,
you know,
that's cool.
No elements of surprise anymore.
Right. Awesome.
So, yeah.
Good for you, Shay. I'm so glad that everything's going your way.
Thank you. We're working it that way.
Yeah.
Trying.
Where can we find you?
Shayla.com. Shayla. Going under construction. So keep checking back. It's been my freaking Achilles heel. Damn it.
You know what? This whole web thing, I'd like to know whose idea it was. Someday go if I can kick him in the balls, because since day one, it has been a pain in my ass.
Yeah.
You know, but seriously, do you remember back? I mean, you know our history. Like this BBS bullshit, I think it was called, the bulletin board, you know, that was the wave of the future.
Right.
Yeah. That was more like the fucking,
blockheads. But oh, one thing,
God,
at least
that took us absolutely nowhere, did it?
I mean, now it's starting to finally, like, take us somewhere in some ways, but now it's so saturated. But I mean, I think
it is. But the energy you put into it is just overwhelming.
And the time that we have to put into it versus your amateur girl who's somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's and your fans get frustrated at you for not answering stuff, and it's just like,
when are you gonna update? I'm like, I don't know.
It'll be a surprise. Keep coming
it'll
back.
Look really good though. But
it will. It will.
Get off my back, people. No, but you know what? Julie Land updates All the time.
Always.
We're good at that.
Well, you've been, I know you guys redid everything and it's just really out the gate. So that's kind of where I'm hesitant.
I've been hard with
the moving and stuff. I'm like, when I sit down and I do it, dang it, this time I'm going to do it right. Because I either it's been the people who I've been with or I haven't been on top of things.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always been there. And I'm like, I'm going to go out with a bang and I'm going to make sure that I do it right, you know?
Perfect.
This time around.
Hey, we were hanging out with Bella Starr earlier, who you've either heard her interview here on JulieLand.com or else you will hear her interview. But we were looking at presents from fans. And she got a really sweet fucking Louis Vuitton bag for Christmas. I'm like, what's that?
Hello, what did we ever...
She doesn't even bang dudes on film, and she's getting Louis Vuitton bags in the mail?
I know, what's up with
what
that?
What is up with that? But what's the best present you ever got from a fan? And by the way, if you get a tattoo of an animal, the whole world will send you stuffed animals of that tattoo. Why?
Because
I have a teddy bear, and you should see how many freaking teddy bears came through the mail.
You have a collection.
I'm like, wow, thanks. Another teddy bear.
That's funny. Or Kylie with the M&Ms. She mentioned she liked M&Ms, and now it's just like a plethora of M&M stuff.
Yeah.
I've never put anything out there like that, so I haven't really got... I get like cute little outfits from a gentleman in New York. The best gift I ever got was a Swiss Army knife when I was dancing in San Francisco because it goes on the road with me everywhere and it has saved my butt on so many occasions. Still have it. Absolutely.
There you go. See, that's pretty cool.
But a Louis Vuitton purse would be the best if I ever got one.
Right. That would top it. You'd take that everywhere on the road with you too, wouldn't you? You'd put your knife in the purse.
Absolutely.
It'd be good. I tell ya.
Shucks.
What is up with us?
I don't know, baby.
I think it's a vibe that we don't...
I think we're just like, and you know, some girls are kind of the California girls and stuff like that. And that's never been really, you know, I never had my wish list on my website or anything.
Exactly.
I've come to realize and think I'm just a very simple person.
Your admiration is present enough.
Thank you, darling.
How's that for a crock? Anyway, thank you so much for being here, Shayla.
Thank you,
baby.
Such
a pleasure to see you again. All the best of luck, always.
Thank you.
All y'all out there, thank you so much for listening to Hey Julie and for checking out JulieLand.com. We hope you like it. Stick around for more. There'll be another one soon. This has been, I said it again. Hey Julie. Later.